Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.42 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 38 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
As always, we welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today. Watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. It is time for us to check in with our friends at the Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism Department. Lori Helms joins us. Good morning to you, Lori.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all this morning?
We are doing fabulous. Great. Of course, you come good. Armed with notes to keep us entertained over the next month until you come back in December.
That's right. We love when you come. It's a cycle. We just repeat, so we keep it up.
Well, if you're bored in our listening area, specifically in Rock Hill, you're not looking hard enough because there's something going on every day at every venue that PRT touches their hands on, right?
That's right. And we know this is Thanksgiving week, and we know in Rock Hill, right after Thanksgiving, we have Christmasville.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just keep the celebration going, of course, and y'all have talked about it a lot. It starts December 1st, goes through Sunday, December 4th. Lots of great stuff, and it all starts, the opening ceremony, 6 p.m., at Fountain Park on Thursday, December 1st. But one of the very popular events that happens during Christmasville is the Rock Hill Christmas Parade. So want to mention a few pointers about that. That is on Friday, December 2nd. Kicks off, as always, at 6:30, and we're back to our traditional route. Not a lot of road construction, fortunately, downtown to have to detour around. So we're happy about that. But if you are new to this, it does begin on Oakland Avenue, just past Winthrop University. It continues on downtown, on down Oakland, right onto White Street, left through the municipal parking lot, pops out on Main Street right by Wells Fargo, and then continues up Main Street with all the lights and big crowds there to Fountain Park. So much fun. Please come out and enjoy that. There's information on the street closings and parking suggestions at cityofrockhill.com/parade if you need some tips. And just like last year, my ride, buses will be in the parade. So we'll have one at the front. We'll have one at the back. What's special about that is if you download the My Ride app, you'll be able to track those buses. So if you are, for instance, sitting on Main Street and it's past 6:30, you know the parade has started, but it's not gotten to you yet, you can check and see where that My Ride bus is and see it on the map as it comes towards you. And you know the parade is on the way.
That's great.
Wow, what a great idea. I didn't even think of it like
smart.
That.
Smart.
That's right. Wow. And then there's one at the end, right with Santa, because Santa's at the end. So you can also track how close the end and Santa is to you. So
that's why y'all make the big bucks over
technology.
There.
Technology. Technology at work. And actually, last year, the My Ride buses were decorated. I believe they were reindeer. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's a Christmas parade, right?
Yes.
Lights, decorations. That's what we need to see. But we hope everybody will come out to the parade this year, December 2nd at 6:30. Next, we have Story with Santa in the Garden. This is part of Christmasville, but special to us in Parks, Recreation, and Tourism because it does happen at Glen Cairn Garden. It's an annual event, Saturday, December 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 12:30, and Santa will actually be with us at Glen Cairn Garden. They're at the bigger house. That's the original house of the garden at Crust Street and Charlotte Avenue, and on the front porch there, Santa will sit and read a book to all the kids, and there's hot chocolate cookies, a little craft, because after that, the kids can come and sit on his lap, you know, have that special conversation with Santa. Parents bring the cameras, your phone, and take pictures. But it's all free.
Yeah.
But, you know, little activities to help out with keeping everyone from being bored while that line is waiting long to see the very important man.
Oh, my goodness. And what a beautiful backdrop. You've got the gorgeous gardens right there behind you, and the bigger house sits up there at the front. So
it is. The photos are always so pretty at that event because you got some of the fall color still in the trees, so it's really nice. So
we're speaking with Lori Helms. She's with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism about some exciting things to put on your social calendar.
We recently had the Tap Into the Arts showcase and sale, TAP meaning therapeutic arts programming. And if you missed the opportunity to purchase some wonderful handmade items by adults with intellectual disabilities, we're having a pop-up holiday sale. Starts December 5th, goes through December 21st. So this is at Boyd Hill Recreation Center, weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can stop in. We've got everything set up, and you are going to see wonderful paintings, pottery, photography, and all kinds of holiday items just to spruce up your home. They make great gift items. And again, all of these are made by individuals with intellectual disabilities. Half of the proceeds go to the specific artist that made them, and the other half go towards the therapeutic recreation programming that we offer. So
it's amazing.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And then last, just a quick shout out. Rock Hill's Lifelong Learning at Rock Hill Recognition, the program, has received state recognition through South Carolina Recreation and Parks Association. That's our professional society for our particular occupation. And we submitted that program and just talked about the impact on adults age 50 and up and the socialization and the educational opportunities. And just a big shout out to the volunteer instructors that teach, the advisory committee for that program. I'll shout out our staff member, Krista Hayes, that I know y'all have met. Great to help promote the program as well. And Mayor Geddes was very strongly involved in starting that up. That was something that he wanted to see us add to our programming for seniors, and it's been a big hit, so we're very proud of it.
Oh, congratulations. That's huge.
Now, as part of the application process, did you say they came on Palmetto Mornings, and that is what sold
the
committee?
I think that was part of it. Yes, absolutely. That was in there.
Done deal.
I'm joking. No, it's all y'all. We are extremely always happy to have you guys come on every year to talk about that, so that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Well, as always, check out cityofrockhill.com/PRT to see what's going on. You can follow them on social media. They do a great job of updating all of us about what's going on in our backyard. Lori, as always, friend, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Same to you.